Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to The Media Connection. I'm your host, Naima Latif, and we're talking today to some of you who are in this situation and are wondering how to manage being a step-parent. How do you cope with a new family that's ready-made when you come into it? Are you ready to be a step-parent? This is the question you need to ask yourself, especially in these times when so many people are remarrying with children from a previous marriage, or people who have just decided to marry after having had relationships with children, or people who are starting again after being widowed, or perhaps having had a spouse leave. They are finding themselves a single parent and are marrying to a family that already has children. So you have a blended family where you're bringing children and they're bringing children. Are you ready to be a step-parent? And, of course, the ideal is to have a family that blends and works together, even though everybody is not related by blood. But there can be a lot of emotions involved, and so we're going to talk about that today. And we want you to participate in this discussion, so give us a call at 347-205-9962. That's 347-205-9962. We want to hear from you. We're talking about, are you ready to be a step-parent? Are you ready to be a parent to a child that you didn't give birth to or didn't help conceive? And are you ready to fill that role of a parent, a guardian, a protector, a provider, a nurturer, the person who's going to be the one to guide that child into adulthood using your wisdom, your skills, and your good influence? Do you have enough love to be able to love a child as if the child was your own biological child? And if you're coming into a family where you're bringing children, are you able to be fair with someone else's child? We've talked about excerpts from the book, The Female Solution, and you can, of course, take a look at The Female Solution. Visit your local bookstore, your local library, or even go online, The Female Solution by Naima Latif. It's being used in some classrooms for those who are helping young people as they go through adolescence pinpoint some things that they need to address in the process of becoming an adult. And one of those major things is selecting a person with whom one feels one can spend one's life. We have so many young people who are starting out very young, having children before they even understand what adulthood is about. You got the whole baby mama syndrome, where the baby daddy, and you got all of that where the two young people have not married, but they have created children. And the child does not recognize the parent who has been their mother or their father as someone in the household helping to raise them, but is in fact maybe a part-time visitor, and that very loose relationship happens when two people have had children and have not matured to the level where they were ready to make a full-time legal commitment as husband and wife. And so sometimes people don't get to that point of maturity until years later, and they're bringing a child into their new relationship, and the person that's to step in and fill that role of either stepfather or stepmother is expected to adjust to a child that has not been raised under their influence and may or may not respect their authority. So are you ready to be a step-parent? Are you ready to fill the role? Now, in the book, The Female Solution, we talk about the void that's left by fathers who are not present in the home. And in Chapter 5, entitled The Protective Stallion, we talk about how a father protects daughters from males that are not mature enough to be given the right to have access to a young female. In the case of, we give the example of a zebra stallion who is diligently protecting his daughter from young colts that desire to mate with her, but they are just not ready. They're not strong enough, not fast enough, can't protect her from predators, and the father therefore chases them off until he feels that his daughter is ready to take that step and move on with a stallion that's going to be the father of her colts. Now, in using that analogy, we talk about human fathers and how they need to be the protector of their daughters and not just let any boy come along and impregnate their daughter and leave her hanging. And then, of course, she's left without a father and for her child, and her child is born into a condition where sometimes parents have to step in, the grandparents have to step in and raise the child, even after they may have long finished raising children. And the mother, who may or may not have finished school, has to circumvent her future and change plans in order to accommodate being a single mother and not having the support of a partner who is going to balance out the roles of providing a living, earning a living, and managing the home and managing the rearing of a young child. So this is too common. And in these times, a lot of young women have not understood that when you have a child with someone who is not ready to be a father, then that means at some point your child is going to be raised by a stepfather, somebody that you have to get the child to accept. But having that role unfilled can be very painful, and it's expressed in a poem that we printed in the book by a young lady who was then a teenager, Ebony Williams, living in Chicago, and she entitled the poem, Without a Father. Because you don't have a father, you look for a father image. Because you look for this love, you look in the wrong places. Because you meet someone, you fall in love. Because you're now in love, the relationship gets deeper. Because you think you're ready, you begin to have feelings. Because you have feelings, you want to have sex. Because you have sex, you end up pregnant. Because you get pregnant, the boy runs away. And now, since the boy is gone, your baby is looking for a father figure. That was reprinted from Resonance Journal, December 2004, and it expresses the cause and effect young girl is growing up in a household without that father figure to protect her, she's looking for the love of a man and too often ends up with someone who is not ready to be a father. So, young men, if you have been in a relationship with a young lady who already has children and you're talking about possibly making it a permanent commitment, are you ready to be a step-parent? Give us a call, 347-205-9962. That's 347-205-9962. We want to hear from you. It's more common nowadays because so many people have, in fact, chosen single parenthood simply because they felt that the person that they had the child with was not ready for that permanent relationship. And they may not realize that it's even more difficult for a person who did not father a child to come into a ready-made family. It can be a frightening thing for a young man. But now let's talk about young women or even older women. If you are considering marrying a man who has children from a previous relationship, and you're going to have to be that stepmother, are you ready to be a step-parent? Sometimes men may be the single parent that's the responsible parent that's raising children, or may just simply be sharing custody with the mother of the children. And if, in fact, the marriage ended in a divorce, and children are involved, young children who are still underaged, that means you're going to have to continue that process of bringing them to maturity. And you're going to have to deal with the emotions that come about when a marriage doesn't work. And children are often very hurt and resentful of the step-parent, seeing the step-parent as the one who prevented their parents from getting back together. Now, that might not be the case. You might not even be the person responsible for the breakup. But if you are, that even more intensifies the resentment that children may have. So walking into a hostile situation, expecting to be a loving parent, are you ready? So let's talk about some do's and don'ts in those situations. And perhaps you may want to call us and give your insight or discuss your experience as a step-parent or a potential step-parent, being involved with someone who already has children and considering marrying into an instant family and even bringing perhaps part of your family. Are you ready emotionally to be a step-parent? Give us a call, 347-205-9962. That's 347-205-9962. We want to hear from you. Now, in continuing with the Female Solution, Chapter 5, The Protective Stallion, we've featured a couple of interviews with young women who have had good relationships with their fathers, and they talk about how good fathers help daughters choose good husbands. And this is one of the first steps when it comes to making that early decision to become intimate with the opposite sex. You have to see it as the beginning of creation of a life together. The life that you two are creating together is the life that you are expecting to raise together. And if you're coming from a family where you don't have that protective stallion, that man, that father, that's going to sit down with a young man who's interested in you and say, well, what are your intentions? Then it's very likely you'll end up with a short relationship that ends with a permanent human being that you've created together. So when you are a mother and the father is not the man that you want to raise your child, how do you go about selecting someone who is worthy of being both husband and father? And women, you have to be very cautious about that. Because when we have daughters, our daughters are going to grow into teenage young girls. And if you have a young man in your life and you have a teenage daughter and that man is not capable of a fatherly attitude, but instead seeing your daughter as a potential sexual conquest, then you have the makings of a disaster. So you have to be very diligent in making sure that male relationships that you have are not jeopardizing the safety of your daughters. So you've got to talk about those things. And you've got to observe, and you have to be diligent. Now, when it comes to men, bringing women around your children, bringing women around your daughters as well as your sons, you've got to be able to help them gain respect of your children. And if your children are used to seeing women in and out of your place, they're not going to see the women in your life as women worthy of the respect of a mother. So what you expose them to and what you allow them to observe in your relationships has a great impact on whether or not this is a woman that will be able to command the respect of a mother should you decide to marry her and make her part of your family. It's always good to introduce someone in your life who you take seriously to your family. And even though you may be grown, you do need family approval in a sense. You need the approval of children who are going to be able to feel the effects of this person who is going to be placed in authority over them. So if you are in fact bringing a woman into your life, men, and you have children from a previous relationship that has ended, they do need to like her. That is important. And she needs to know that she needs to be likable. This isn't an instant authority that you're given. It's a love that needs to be earned over time. Respect is something that should have been ingrained, but trust is something that is earned. And children are not going to automatically welcome a step-parent if they are still hurting from a breakup of their parents. So that's something that anyone's got to be sensitive to. And you can't force yourself on anyone's children. You can't force yourself on anyone's family. You might have in-laws that really miss the other person who used to be the spouse, and they may not welcome you. So are you ready for that? Are you ready for a rejection? Not to say it could happen, but you have to be conscious of the emotions that you're stepping into. And if the separation is too recent, you may need to give it time, because if it was a long-term marriage that ended in divorce, even if the children are grown, there's some deep hurt and pain when parents divorce. When there's a death, sometimes it's difficult for children to ever imagine someone else stepping into that role of the previous parent. So if you are going to ever enter a family as the new wife or the new husband, you've got to have sensitivity about the feelings of the children, because any hostility or resentment that's expressed may not be directed at you so much as the hurt and regret of the situation. And that takes maturity to be able to recognize, particularly if a child acts out. And if you've got an adolescent or underage child, someone who has not perhaps gotten past teenage years or very sensitive years, or even someone younger, acting out is part of expressions of grief and resentment that the family that they know is no longer in place. And you, as a potential step-parent, may be seen as an intruder. So you have to be ready for all of the emotions that are involved. Now, if you've had experience in this situation, and if you believe you handled it the best way possible, give us a call, 347-205-9962. That's 347-205-9962. We want to hear from you. We've talked about the process of parenting when you are in your older years and you are perhaps more of the grandparent age, and you come into a family where there are young children, and you may have to resume the role of parent, even though in your own life you may have long passed that. So what happens when you marry into a family that has children long, much younger than the age that you have dealt with, or you've passed that point where you're emotionally, you feel that you're emotionally capable of raising young children? What happens if you're the young spouse and the children in the family are near your age? Can you still command that respect if you are perhaps maybe the young wife of an older man, or the old wife of a man who has children that's near your age, or a man who is marrying a woman who has older children? And this can really be a challenging situation. If you're a man that is marrying a woman or seeks to marry a woman who's got perhaps teenage sons, and maybe they're not that much younger than you, and maybe they're even bigger than you, and maybe they have been used to being the man of the house. Women who raise sons and then get married when their sons are in their teen years, they have a really big challenge unless the husband-to-be has the skills of knowing how to bond with that young man, earn his trust, his respect. Love needs to develop between them so that he can, in fact, have the authority of a father, even though he may not be the biological father. And if there is conflict between the new man and the previous man who is the biological father, that could be explosive. So if there is an ex-husband in the picture, there needs to not be hostility between the ex-husband and the new husband, because children will certainly exacerbate a problem by playing one against the other when they don't want to follow rules. If there's an ex-wife in the picture and a new wife is coming into the family, they also need to not be in conflict, because, again, children will play both sides against each other in order to avoid following rules and obeying any type of discipline and trying to manipulate the situation to their advantage. That's what they do. And so all of the adults in the situation need to be in harmony. They need to be able to talk to each other. They need to be adult enough to do that, because if they can't, then they will find they've lost the authority that they should have to the children. So now we want you to give us a call, 347-205-9962. That's 347-205-9962. We want to hear from you if you have had to make some choices in your life in which you have possibly had to back away from an emotionally explosive situation with children that you didn't feel had been properly prepared to welcome you into this family. Sometimes it's difficult to work out if all adults cannot agree, but at least the principal adults who plan to marry have to agree on things like discipline, order, respect. There has to be a discussion and an agreement that there will be an enforcement of respect of the new parent. Otherwise, there can be a lot of conflict. And if you're raising a younger child, you've got to agree on methods of discipline. Certainly, one parent may say that they don't feel comfortable having a non-biological parent discipline their child, especially if they're into physical discipline, physical punishment. And this can be very sticky, especially if one parent believes in harsh physical punishment and another parent doesn't, and the step-parent attempts to harshly physically discipline or punish a child, because discipline is actually not hitting or beating or punishing. Discipline is training to act in accordance with rules. So both parents need to have an understanding on what appropriate. And if there's a disagreement about that, certainly if the step-parent is not given the authority to enact whatever means of discipline they feel is important or necessary, then that gives mixed signals to children as to whether or not they need to really obey or respect that step-parent. So now we've talked about all the things that need to be considered when it comes to being a step-parent. And if you are possibly in a relationship with someone who has children, we want you to think about it. Are you really ready to be a step-parent? Of course, you can get your copy of The Female Solution and take a look at some of these issues that will help you in the process of finding that mate that's just right for you and building that family for the future. If you've got questions, comments, give us a call. Contact the Media Connection directly. 312-849-3456, 312-849-3456. You've been listening to The Media Connection, and I'm your host, Naima Latif, and you can watch our TV show online at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV. And we'll bring you those fascinating people that are making a difference in this world. And join us again tomorrow. And we look forward to talking more about issues that help you solidify your relationships, raise your children, and help to make a better world. I'm your host, Naima Latif. We'll see you again tomorrow. Good night. Never know how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.